It is the Friday show, Neil Atkinson, with Emma Sanders, with Chris Barber, and with Ian Ryan. We're going to look ahead to the full weekend's games, and as you would expect, we're going to get stuck in as we've got Chris here to Chelsea with their visit to Manchester United. That is to come. But we will start. We'll do them in order, apart from Monday night's ones, because who can be bothered? We will start off with Aston Villa versus Leeds United. And Aston Villa, Emma, who are the unimpeachable force of the Premier League so far, which I don't think anyone saw coming. But the actual individual performances of some of the players you could have saw coming, and that's what I think is really intriguing by it. You feel as though they're actually putting this together. Watkins isn't a surprise. Grealish isn't a surprise. Mings isn't a surprise. Martinez isn't a surprise. But it's all happening at once.
Yeah, you've absolutely summed it up there. I think, yeah, individually, Aston Villa have always had the talent. They've always had the players, the ability there. A lot of people would say, oh, they could be a one-man team with Jack Grealish. But what I think Villa do really well is play to their strengths, and they get those players who can play on the ball so often, and they do that with real efficiency, and they get the most out of Jack Grealish. They sort of organise around Tyrone Mings. Those key players that you've identified, and they've done that this season. And yeah, for them to go sort of unbeaten and have such a great start to the league isn't a massive surprise. And I expect them to sort of continue with that consistency. Obviously, you think that they'll probably drop down in the table as the league goes on. But I'm sure we'll see, more of those kind of performances throughout the season.
Chris Barber, as a silky man who plays off the front with a haircut and massive calves, you must be absolutely overjoyed to see what Jack Grealish is up to this season. It's a pleasure to watch.
I'm overjoyed with that introduction. It's good. I feel like the biggest point of Aston Villa so far this season is it shows you the extent of which they underachieved last season. I don't necessarily think that the individual performances are way, way higher than they should be. They were just way, way lower than they should have been last season. And I'm a big fan of Wayne Trees Diamond, Ross Barkley anyway. I used to love watching him at Chelsea. I think he offers something that midfielders don't often, you can't plan for it in a sense. And having a Grealish who you also can't plan for with his delicious legs is really helpful, because how do you plan to play against Aston Villa now? Because you can't exactly match them sort of steel for steel, because someone like John McGinn is pretty tasty, and Douglas Luiz will sort of match you on that. And also, you can't let them have the ball and come at you, because Grealish and Barkley will enjoy that